West Virginia has the fourth highest rate in the nation for grandparents raising grandchildren, an arrangement often referred to as grand families. And the number of grand families here is on the rise. Most experts blame the opioid epidemic for that. While this arrangement usually benefits children, it can be incredibly stressful for the grandparents. In the second part of our series exploring the subject, we take a look into the mental health of those involved.
I want you to know that if you feel like that no one's listening, they are now. They weren't. 2 years ago, I can tell you, everybody would look at you like, what are you talking about? What do you mean grandparents need help?
At Epsworth United Methodist Church in Ripley, five grandparents are listening to Bonnie Dunn.
And so this little brochure helps you out. Also, on the back of the brochure.
She's the program facilitator. The group of grandparents are the latest cohort of the West Virginia State University Healthy Grand Families program.
But if you need me, feel free to call me, okay?
It's a pilot program funded by the United States Department of Agriculture. The idea is to try to help grandparents cope with their roles as primary caregivers by offering discussion sessions on topics such as communication, nutrition, and stress.
Well, there's different things that grandparents experience when they find themselves with their grandchildren.
That's Beth Frampton. She's a therapist at Family Care and a guest speaker in the program who focuses on mental health.
One of them is guilt. What did I do wrong that I'm having to raise my grandchildren, that my children aren't capable or aren't willing to raise my children, you know, my grandchildren.
Frampton says they also often experience anger.
This was to be my time, and yet there is a strong sense of family and obligation. So you can have anger, depression, guilt.
Not only that, she says grandparents are struggling with both their own health and grandchildren who might have a variety of behavioral and academic challenges. So part of what the program does is teach grandparents how to navigate school and medical systems in today's time. Debbie Ball participated in the Healthy Grand Families program.
No matter the age of a grandparent, no matter the health issue of a grandparent, that grandparents want to take that child or take them children. Not looking at the health issues they've gotten and not knowing, are they really going to be able to raise or help these grandchildren into the areas that they need to go and to do.
We sit at her kitchen table while her grandchildren are in school. Their mother is incarcerated with a 30-year sentence on drug charges.
My biggest thought is, Lord, just let me keep me in good health and a sound mind to raise them to where they'll be able to maintain on their own.
Debbie found the program too short. It's the first program of its kind in West Virginia and was only designed as a 3-year pilot of 6-month interventions for each group of grandparents. Now that Debbie has graduated, she says what she craves is long-term support.
Well, we don't have a support group. We don't get together 2 or 3 times a week or 2 or 3 times a month to sit and talk about how we can make things better or how we could do this or what do you think about that? Well, let me tell you how I'm working on my end with stress, or I'm working on my end. Well, so we're sharing, but we don't have that. And I think that would be very important to, that'd be very important.
There are a couple other grandparents in Debbie's apartment complex who are also raising grandchildren with whom she communicates on a regular basis. But she doesn't drive, doesn't walk well due to a bad hip, and doesn't use a computer, which means that even if there was such a group, she'd be dependent on other people to get there. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.